Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard the name Dasha.ai before, especially in the context of voice AI platforms. Sounds like you're doing some cool stuff with companies like Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about what sets Dasha AI apart from other voice AI services?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. How does your AI handle those challenges differently? Does it adapt its tone or style based on the prospect?
Tell me more about how adapting tone or style matters for your lead conversations.
Great question. Adapting tone and style is super important because every prospect is different. Some prefer a friendly, casual chat, while others respond better to a more professional, straightforward approach. Our AI can pick up on cues and adjust its voice and language to match, making conversations feel natural and personalized. That way, it builds trust and keeps prospects engaged, which boosts the chances of turning leads into customers. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. If your AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in without the usual hassle, conversations that feel genuinely human, leading to more closed deals and happier customers. Plus, the sales team would have more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing cold leads. Basically, a smoother, smarter, and more profitable lead generation process. How close am I?
What do you mean by smoother, smarter, and more profitable lead generation? Why is that important to you?
Good point. By smoother, I mean the whole process runs seamlessly. Less manual work, fewer dropped leads, and faster follow-ups. Smarter means the AI learns and adapts, targeting the right prospects with personalized conversations that actually resonate. More profitable means higher conversion rates and better ROI on your marketing efforts. It's important because it saves time, cuts costs, and ultimately helps the business grow more efficiently. Does that line up with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how saving time and cutting costs has been a challenge for you so far.
Well, saving time and cutting costs can be tricky because traditional lead generation often involves lots of manual outreach, which is slow and expensive. Plus, if the messaging isn't personalized, you end up wasting resources on leads that don't convert. So automating with smart AI that can handle natural conversations means less time spent dialing and following up and more focus on leads that really matter. Have you seen similar challenges with your clients?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, love that. Right now, a big challenge is scaling lead generation without losing that personal touch. Also, making sure the AI can handle different types of conversations smoothly without sounding robotic. And of course, integrating with existing sales tools without a headache. What about you? What constraints do you see most often with companies adopting your AI?
What are all the ways scaling lead gen and keeping it personal are affecting your business right now?
Scaling lead gen while keeping it personal can be a real balancing act. If you scale too fast with generic messaging, prospects feel like just another number and engagement drops. But if you try to personalize every interaction manually, it eats up tons of time and resources. That tension can slow growth and frustrate sales teams. So, finding a way to automate personalized conversations is key to keeping leads interested and growing efficiently. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how that tension between scaling and personalization slows growth?
Absolutely. When you try to scale without personalization, your outreach feels generic. Prospects tune out and conversion rates drop. On the flip side, hyper-personalizing every message manually means your team spends more time crafting individual touches than actually closing deals. This bottleneck limits how many leads you can handle and slows overall growth. So that tension creates a kind of growth ceiling until you find a way to automate personalization effectively. Does that resonate with your experience?